Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 6th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Irish Sea, 1,042, expected Norway, 1,047 by 1800 Thursday. Atlantic Low, 1,021, expected Fitzroy, 1,019 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Viking. Fair, good. South at Cira, southeast 40s. Westerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less, fair, good. Northwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southwesterly, backing southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less, then east 3 to 5 later, fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Northwest 3 or 4, veering northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Thames, Dover. North 2 to 4, veering northeast 5 to 7, fog patches, showers later, good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, showers, good. Biscay, southeast Trafalgar. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less in Trafalgar. Fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar. Variable 4 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fitzroy. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, but 3 to 5 and south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. East or southeast, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, fair, good. Irish Sea. Variable 4 or less, becoming southeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon. Southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in southeast, showers, good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides. South or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Rockall and Hebrides. Backing southeast 4 to 6 in Mallon. Fair, good. Bailey. Southwest, gale 8 to storm 10. Rain later, good. Occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in west. Fair, good. Faroes, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in northwest, fair, poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain, poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 4. 5 miles, 1,038, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 5, 8 miles, 1,034, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 5, 6 miles, 1,033, rising. Wick Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 9 miles, 1,036, now falling. Aberdeen, southeast 2, 14 miles, 1,040, rising. Lucas, west by south, 3, 14 miles, 1,041, now falling. Boomer, west-southwest, 3, 12 miles, 1,042, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1,042, rising more slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,042. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 3, 11 miles, 1,042. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Northeast by north, 3, 1042, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east, 2, 8 miles, 1041, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast by east, 4, 5 miles, 1041. Scilly automatic, east northeast, 4, 9 miles, 1042, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast, 2, 14 miles, 1043, now falling. Aberporth, southeast, 1, 16 miles, 1044, now falling. Valley, east southeast, 1, 9 miles, 1044, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east, 1, 6 miles, 1044, rising more slowly. Valentia, southeast by east, 3, 22 miles, 1042, now falling. Ronald's Way, north by east, 2, 13 miles, 1043, rising. Malinhead, south by west, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1040, now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, east, 1, 19 miles, 1041, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. The high over Wales will drift over the North Sea and into Scandinavia during Thursday, with strong winds affecting Scotland and the southern waters. The high will continue to extend a ridge over Scotland on Friday, but a low will develop over France and Spain, bringing showers into southern England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Cape Wrath, backing south 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest backing south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 3 or 4, backing southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, veering northeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Showers later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Showers later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4, then southeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest backing southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 to northwest. Fair, good. And Shetland Isles. Southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 to northwest. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one each night. Tiago Costa says, I can measure how deeply I've changed in these last challenging years by observing my relationship with the shipping forecast. I've been listening to it lately from northern Sweden, and it feels quite intimate when I see the snow as I listen. But I have listened to it from many different places along these years, often near the north coast of Portugal. The Bulletin has a magical effect on me, he says, a blend of poetry, technique and the enchantment of the sea around us, even if not in Britain. Even if a more inward ocean, they sound rather Melvillian, he says, and it takes my spirit along the coast at night. Maybe it's just a magical sequence of nautical words that somehow give a certain significance to my soul, and maybe it's that unique coziness of a cabin amid the weather. It's both. It also makes me feel as sharing something, as belonging to something common. I couldn't tell exactly what. It's one of a few things I hold really dear still. And he closes with, and now Shetland Isles. Thank you, Tiago Costa. What a wonderful, wonderful memory. As I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the ships mean to you. You can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Mexico City and Hong Kong. Coming up on the programme, China complains to the World Trade Organization about Donald Trump's tariffs, but with no active judging panel, the WTO isn't well placed to act. Also, Japan unveils its first foreign Tokyo bus driver as the country comes to terms with not having enough native workers. The problem of debanking, not being able to get a bank account. Plus the insurance crisis that came after the LA wildfires in California. And are you smuggling AI into your workplace to do your job for you? Some people are. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The White House has sought to clarify President Trump's proposal that the US take control of the Gaza Strip and relocate the Palestinian population. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has characterized the plan as a generous offer to rebuild Gaza, not as a hostile takeover. From Washington, here's Tom Bateman.
At the White House press briefing, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt displayed pictures of Gaza in ruins to promote the president's plan. Rights groups have previously accused Israel of possible war crimes over its extensive destruction of civilian property. It has justified this, claiming Hamas hides among the buildings. But the vast majority of bombs used to flatten them have been American-supplied. And now the White House was using images of the destruction to justify its plan to displace Palestinians. The spokeswoman also appeared to contradict Mr. Trump, who yesterday said the displacement would be permanent, while she said it would be temporary.
Protesters in Dhaka and Bangladesh have vandalised and set fire to the family home of the former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, who was overthrown last year. Hundreds of people used a mechanical digger to tear down parts of the house of her late father, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the first president of Bangladesh. Our South Asia regional editor, Ambarasan Ethiarajan, reports.
One protester said they wanted to destroy the home, now a museum, because it was a symbol of fascism. Murals of Ms. Hasina's father, an independence hero, were destroyed in other parts of the country. And the houses of some senior leaders of Ms. Hasina's party were attacked and set on fire. Ms. Hasina fled to neighbouring India last year after massive anti-government protests that claimed hundreds of lives. Since August, Bangladesh has been ruled by an interim government headed by the Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus.
The United Nations said